Where is the British socialite Ghislaine Maxwell? It's been another uncomfortable week for Prince Andrew with further revelations of his socialising with the disgraced and deceased financier Jeffrey Epstein. More calls for the prince to go to America and testify in sex trafficking cases being heard against Epstein, and a BBC Panorama interview with Virginia Giuffre, who's alleged she was persuaded by Ghislaine Maxwell to have sex with Prince Andrew. Ghislaine Maxwell is the mystery woman in all of this. She was constantly at Jeffrey Epstein's side. She seems to have finessed him into high society thanks to her own connections. And she kept this black book with the names and private contact details of the rich, famous and powerful inside. And of course, the serious allegation is that she found women, including very young women, for Epstein. Among this past week's claims is that in 2015, Prince Andrew emailed her seeking information on Virginia Giuffre, Virginia Roberts, as she was then. The world's media sleuths are trying to find Ghislaine Maxwell, so far without success. One of them is Mark Edmonds, a regular writer for publications like Tatler, The Sunday Times and The Financial Times. Mark Edmonds, good morning.
Good morning to you.
You have been literally knocking on doors for Ghislaine Maxwell. Where have you looked?
All over the place, to be honest. Some doors were completely inaccessible. But one of the most interesting things that started me on this project was that I actually got hold of the so-called Epstein Black Book, which is basically a list of all the people that Epstein and Ghislaine had been in contact with. It was Ghislaine's own black book. She had perfectly reasonable contacts with average Joe in the street in admittedly a rather posh part of London.
But she has vanished, and it's a disappearance assuming Lord Lucan-like proportions, and the best gumshoes in the business are coming up empty here.
That is true. I think you're right. But I think I know where she is. I don't know her address, but my contacts suggest that she is with the authorities in America.
With the authorities?
The FBI or some sort of law enforcement agency. The truth is that she couldn't possibly disappear. Where would she go?
Well, the Daily Mail thought they had tracked her down to a Massachusetts beach house to no avail, I think.
Yeah, no, that is correct. She possibly had some sort of connection with a tech billionaire who happened to live there. There's nothing in that.
But why would the FBI have hold of her? Are you talking about a kind of safe house situation?
No, I don't think it's a safe house. Let's remind ourselves, she's neither been charged nor accused of anything.
Yes.
Apart from anything in the documents from the women who have already filed affidavits against Jeffrey Epstein. So, leaving that aside, I do think there is a strong chance that given her, direct connection with Jeffrey Epstein, that she is basically unloading a load of information for the benefit of the FBI and so on, and they will at some point offer some sort of plea bargain. Somebody like her is not going to move to Brazil or an island off Tahiti or a kind of weird suburb of Auckland. It's just not going to happen.
No. The one observation that crossed my mind was that there would be people in that little black book, mundane though some of the contacts may be, who would prefer she never turned up to answer awkward questions. So perhaps safety would be something of a factor.
Well, I agree. I rang up probably two or three dozen people who were in the black book. Donald Trump didn't answer the phone when I rang, but, the others did. Tony Blair was in there. And it's an absolutely fascinating piece of information. But I still don't think it really offers any clues to where she might be.
That black book was appropriated originally by the FBI, I think.
That is correct, yeah.
Okay, and you got hold of it through those channels.
I got the kind of unredacted version,
right,
which actually had the phone numbers in. It's kind of quite widely available on the internet, but without the numbers and without the addresses.
Got it. Okay. Can you tell us a bit more about her without asking you to go through her full bio? For people who don't know, she was the well-connected favourite daughter of a famous father.
That is correct. Her dad, Robert Maxwell, was a very powerful figure in the media in London. He owned the Daily Mirror for a period, and prior to that, had made a lot of money out of publishing. He was a sort of rumbustious, you know, businessman, a real character who a lot of politicians sucked up to. He died in circumstances that were kind of quite dodgy, in the sense that he had a yacht, which he actually named after her, his favourite daughter, the Lady Ghislaine. He was actually sort of found dead just off Tenerife in the Canary Islands. Nobody really quite understood how or why he died. He was buried very, very quickly. But she, without a doubt, was a hugely popular person with him. You know, by far, not just favourite daughter, but favourite child. And a friend of mine who actually went to her 21st, they were at Oxford together. The party was enormous, you know, no expense spared. But at about 9 o'clock in the evening, Maxwell, the dad, came down and realised that so much drink and drugs were being consumed that he closed it down. That was her 21st birthday.
Her 21st.
And oddly enough, he never allowed any boyfriend to even have so much as a, you know, bite to eat at his table.
So the father dies in mysterious circumstances and to an extent disgraced because...
Yeah, because there's a lot of pension money that's gone missing and so on.
Yes.
Yeah, it was without a doubt a very strange end to a quite up and down career, but one that was vivid and interesting.
Yes, it was certainly vivid, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Having a good contact book, which is what she ended up with, doesn't bring in money, and the suspicion is she didn't end up with much money from Dad.
No, I spoke to quite a few people, like Peter Mandelson, who was, you know, a key aide of Tony Blair when he was Prime Minister here, and also he was described as the architect of what was the new Labour project, which prompted the massive landslide in 1997. Mm. Basically, Mandelson knew Ghislaine in New York, and he said to me that she turned up without so much as, you know, a few bob in her pocket, you know, a couple of $100s. And she then had to kind of somehow make her way in the most expensive, most aggressive city imaginable on the planet.
How did she become acquainted with Epstein?
There was no meeting in London. She met him in New York. She was in an apartment which was owned by him, and she became his contact and conduit for a lot of the kind of, you know, frankly, posh girls, models and so on, who were coming into New York from London. And I spoke, in the course of my research, I spoke to a lot of people who'd been to those kind of tea parties. And that's the strange thing, in that Ghislaine would meet these kind of unbelievably beautiful girls in a bar in New York or in a hotel, and they'd be kind of screened. And then a couple of weeks later, they'd get a phone call, "Jeffrey would quite like to meet you." What happens afterwards, I've no idea.
So the supposition is, and of course she denies any wrongdoing.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. To be fair to her, she's not been proven guilty of anything.
But the supposition is that she was soon enmeshed in a quid pro quo relationship with Epstein. He had the money, she had the contacts.
Yeah, you've hit the nail on the head.
And it was Sarah Ferguson, the Duchess of York, who introduced both Maxwell and Epstein to Prince Andrew?
Not sure exactly. She was on her uppers in terms of money. And I can't remember whether, you know, in all honesty, whether he either lent or gave her money. But that's a possibility.
And, of course, there's serious purpose behind your sleuthing, because the allegations against Epstein made appalling reading, and Ghislaine Maxwell, out of anyone, would know the truth of all of them.
But, well, that is the case, yeah. Because if you look at the affidavit, you know, I've got two young daughters, and when you read that stuff, you know, they are sort of very, very creepy about what she did in terms of, you know, not just procuring, but actually facilitating sexual activity. But, you know, they are simply affidavits. The facts have not been proven. She was obviously some kind of...
Fixer.
Yeah, a fixer, but also possibly a victim too. It was a tricky relationship.
And a domineering father, and perhaps she... There's all sorts of psychological supposition about, you know, Epstein being a substitute because he was able to look after her the way Daddy had. And
exactly,
so on.
Yeah.
After his conviction in 2008, she and Epstein were hardly ever seen in public.
That's correct, yeah.
But, Mark, she continued to maintain a life in high society. So it is possible, as she warrants, that she was not present to facilitate or witness his worst excesses.
Yeah, I think that is a distinct possibility. I think you're right. But the conviction obviously had an impact on Prince Andrew in terms of the Central Park walk, etc., 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 etc. The conviction of Epstein did cause her problems in terms of her brand. She was so dependent upon Epstein to actually sort of, you know, help her with that brand.
If your surmise is correct with the plea bargain possibility, then this saga has a long way to run with implications for a lot of people, including presumably Prince Andrew.
I think that is a distinct possibility, you know, certainly the papers in London have been suggesting that it's unlikely that Prince Andrew will be visiting America fairly soon. But it is a time bomb waiting to go off. And that's why I think that's her only way out. Because if you were her, what would you do? Also, she's such a sort of visible person that it's kind of impossible for her to be invisible.
Especially with the eyes of the world's media and people like you on the trail, it's remarkable that she's actually managed to elude publicity so far.
People are gossipy.
Yes, they are, aren't they?
They wouldn't keep that to themselves. They'd want to go to a dinner party in Manhattan and say, yeah, Ghislaine's in the south of France, or she's in sort of northern Spain, and we saw her last week. So that's why I do think that she's under lock and key one way or another.
Well, you've spent a lot of time on the trail. Are you going to continue?
I don't know. I'm sort of burned out by it, to be honest. I suspect that Ghislaine will pop up within the next year.
Good to talk with you, and thank you for your time on this too.
Pleasure.
Mark Edmonds, trying to find Ghislaine Maxwell.